Praise the name of the Lord. I'm seriously excited to be standing before you. I'm so happy to have my brother John that opened this place. I am now retired, and I do visit churches. We don't have to take the pulpit from the pastor. Just sit down there and enjoy. I've gone over 70 years. That's exactly the reason I have to retire. I don't look at it, do I? It's God. But then that's the grace of God. And I'm so excited. I come around to come and be with my children and my grandchildren. And that's why I'm here. And I thank God since I've been coming in. I've enjoyed Pastor John. You're doing good. You're doing good. Enjoy your ministration. It's been always sweet. All right, I know today is not much of talking. I have to do some word, which is my joy anyway. And at the end of the service, let me start this way. Do you have anybody 80 up? Just wave your hand. 80 years up. Do you have one around? Okay, do you have anyone 70 up? 70 up. Oh, Grandpa, good. I'm one too, so. Good. So we're going to have pictures after. I told John about that. I'm going to have your family with me too after the ministration. And then, of course, if I want to take everybody with me, I want to carry you back to Nigeria, okay? Please don't run out on me. Just make sure you stay around. I need to see your faces because I should be leaving. Today is my last Sunday, and I'll be out during the week. Back to Chicago, Heathrow, Nigeria. And but you hear from me after now. Amen. Well, that's the young man there. Okay.
You're just going to click.
Okay. All right. We'll come back to that. Before that, I want us to sing together. If you know this song or the piano we go out, because he lives. Give us a tune and we follow you. If I have time enough, we will have gone through the three stanzas. But I know John caged me here, told me just that much. So I'm going to try. Just make sure you pull my, as soon as I'm going beyond. All right? I can talk for hours. I'm a teacher, so I don't enjoy just talking. I enjoy that we go through the word. And that is the joy that I have. This morning, I'm going to ask Pastor John, please, I would have loved that we read through the whole chapter. You can do that in your own, but we're going to do some scattered verses. And Pastor John, can you please get up to read for us? Just pick verses 1 to 2. Second Chronicle chapter 33, verse 1, 2, and then I'll tell you what next.
Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord drove out before the people of Israel.
Let's go to verse 5.
Can you move it forward?
Go to verse 5.
Awesome. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord, and he burned his sons as an offering in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and used fortune-telling and omens and sorcery and dealt with mediums and with necromancers. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger. And he caught in the carved image of the idol that he had made. He set in the house of God, of which God said to David and to Solomon his son, "In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever."
Verse 9.
Manasseh led Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem astray to do more evil than the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the people of Israel. The Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they paid no attention. Therefore, the Lord brought upon them the commanders of the army of the king of Assyria, who captured Manasseh with hooks and bound him with chains of bronze and brought him to Babylon.
Thank you very much. Do you have another minister of God here? Any other minister? Okay, John, come. You go. Go ahead and pray for us.
Lord, I thank you for this service. I thank you, God, for your word. And God, we honor it. We honor you. And God, let us not be like this evil king of Israel, but Lord, let us seek you with all of our heart. Lord God, let us put away the foreign things of this world that can so easily entangle us, Lord God, the sins of this world that can so easily entangle us, and let us run the race with your authority and your power and in your might. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. See all the verses? You know what that is? Looks like what? I'm going to ask you too many questions, so you'll be tired to hear me. Okay? It's an X-ray. At least it looks like one. You know, X-ray is that film that you carry when you go to a clinic. That is going to be our main topic, but I'm not talking about the skeleton and whatever it is. I want to talk about an X-ray from the passage we read. What exactly is an X-ray? Okay, an image, call it image. But sincerely, we're just going to use the acronym, the X, the R, the A, and the Y, X-ray. From the chapter we read, King Manasseh took over from his father, Hezekiah, at the age 12. He became a king. And he was one of the oldest reigning kings in Israel. He ruled for 50 years and above. Even David did not come that close. David was 40. But Manasseh lived, and like you just saw the passage we read, Manasseh led Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem astray to do more evil than the nation whom the Lord destroyed before him. And the Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they paid no attention. So the Lord had to do something. We come back there. The picture we have as an X-ray . You wouldn't know you have a problem. Perhaps you have a pain somewhere. And the doctor will say, well, we just need an X-ray of that. Especially if it has to do with your bone. And when the X-ray comes out, they are in two forms. The first is the film. I'll soon go there very shortly. The film, you don't know anything about it. But the radiographer will bring out the film. The film is going to do exactly the situation of your internal structure, just as much as you can see this. Did you see that? What did you see? Broken arm. Now, I fell on my side, this side, once I was driving. Whenever I knew anything went wrong, that's not my hand anyway. Pastor John gave me that one. But you feel the pain, all right? But until the X-ray is done, you may not know the havoc that's already done to your hand. Okay. I did this partly. Thank you, John, for picking up. You see the X and you see the R-A-Y. I got two themes there. The first one is the negative. The second one I say is the print. It's called the positive. And the negative, the theme is coming out exactly what you have inside. The theme is not going to talk about your color. It's not going to talk about your age. It's not going to talk about the cloth you put on. But it's going to show something inside, which you may not know. You think you know everything about yourself? Sometimes it's not so. But then we have the ultrasound also now that is in place. There's something I'll show you very soon. The ultrasound also will show the living tissues just as it is happening. The ECG is a result of the ultrasound that have a report of exactly what is going on in your heart while you are living, including your heartbeat. Everything will be recorded. Do you go to the toilet frequently? How do you do? What's gone wrong with your stomach? All of this will be a record that will be shown you. But now, I go back to the film. You see? From the machine, you can have the film, which only the radiographer can tell you about. But he wouldn't see anything. He goes in and then he will print it out. And after printing, he sends it to the doctor. The doctor will do the interpretation for you. But let's go back. As you put your chest, you know, for the machine, you go to remove your clothes and then put your chest on the plate. How many of you have done the X-ray before? Good. Now, the film that comes out is speaking the reality in you, the very internal structure. That's what happened to Manasseh. He was living anyhow. He didn't even acknowledge God for nothing. To the point of burning his own child, a sacrifice. All vices. He went to necromancer. He went to the dead. He does horrible things. And he was taking it for granted. That is why I use that word, assumption. He was assuming everything was all right. Just like any of us. We may come to church. We may dress neat. We got to work. You may not know what's going on inside. But somehow, your heart will not work smoothly like the person that is following Jesus. If you're not doing right, you're only living on assumption. You need an X-ray. Somebody should tell you the condition you are. Some people will die not knowing the situation inside their body. You don't go for regular checkup, perhaps like me. I will trust God for every minute. But then when something is going wrong, you visit the doctor will take an X-ray if he needs to, or ultrasound, whatever it is, to find out what is going on, which you don't know. Perhaps we greet each other, but I didn't know what's going on in you. I didn't know whether you are a drunk. I didn't know whether you go about an homosexualist. I didn't know whether you are lesbian. I don't know what you do. I don't know how you talk. I don't know the structure of your spiritual self. This is spiritual matter anyway. But the X-ray of God will show you something, especially when we are in the church. It brings out the picture. How is your heart lately? Have you checked on it? How is your spiritual self? Are you good? It's only those who are healthy and strong that will be ready to fly when Jesus comes. He must surely come. When he comes, if you are too heavy, if you're having too much thing like Manasseh, you won't be able to make it. But I jump quickly. What you move from assumption of all that you are doing and you thought that everything was all right, You come down, when the film comes out, the film is going to present to you the structure inside, just exactly the way you are. And you had better say, yes, it is a fact. And if you do that, you meet the doctor that is going to be, you see, I say, X is God's factor. In the print, which will show you clearly whether it's a broken limbs, you have to acknowledge. Recognize the situation you are in. The arm is broken even into pieces. It's only the doctor that can tell you that. The man who did the filming or the ex cannot. He brings it to the doctor. And here the pastor is her doctor for now. Being used by the Holy Spirit, God is saying, punch, show him. Look at the way, look at it. Will you give yourself and acknowledge that is me? Are you a drunk? Acknowledge. Do you run about with women? Acknowledge. Do you rob God? Acknowledge. What exactly is going on within yourself? And if you do, your final yes comes in place. Recognize the way you are. Acknowledge that it is true. And of course, once you can't have the last yes, sir, it means you are admitting. And when Manasseh admitted, let's see what happened to him. And when he was in distress, he entreated the favor of the Lord, his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his father. He prayed to him, and God was moved by his entreaty and heard his plea and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. That's an happy ending. It's an happy ending. But then what we have with us . It was Job who said, even now, behold, my witness is in heaven, and who testifies for me is on high. For every person, our record is kept. Your record is on high. It's not here. The pastor may have your name, may have your address, may have everything. But he doesn't keep your record. Your real record is where? Let me hold it. Where's your record? It's on high. That's Job's statement. I don't know who you are. You don't know me. At the X-ray, my color doesn't matter. My clothes doesn't matter. But the actual thing matters is if you kept on like Manasseh, not acknowledging and coming to God, then you remain the way you are. And death may snatch you anytime. And if you get that far, it's a sorry case. Thank God for Manasseh. He quickly went down, and before he knew it, God was saying, so I know. But you know what terrible thing that happened to Manasseh? When God spoke to him and he will not yield, God brought the enemy on him and scattered the works of his hand. And he went home, he went to Babylon with hook. I've learned three teachers, go and read the whole chapter of 2 Chronicles chapter 33. Just read the whole through. He went with hook, like a fish. I just told John we went fishing on Saturday. We were able to catch two, at least we caught two. That was my brother there. Now, I can't imagine when we caught the first one. In fact, to remove the hook was difficult. You had to use knife to cut before the hook came. You can imagine a whole king of Israel being led away from the throne with a hook. Far back to the east, to Babylon. May we never wait until the condition within is killing us. May we not wait until we get everything settled before God. May we always recognize there is a record up there. But you know what I enjoy about these people? You see that? Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead, they were engraved in the rock forever. This is someone who had come to a point of acknowledgement. And look at what he says. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has thus been destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. The final depot that each of us may come to a point of saying, yes, I know now. I know Jesus is my Lord. I know my Redeemer liveth. If you settle it all, don't mind all the drudgery, don't mind whatever the situation is now. If you acknowledge God, may that be a sweet prayer. I know my Redeemer liveth. Because he lives, I'll face tomorrow. I'm not going to be under the threat of somebody putting a hook in my mouth. I'm not going to wait the devil until I'm thrown into hell. There's no return to that journey. But there is a reality. In one sense, the real reality of life is that all of us must die. We must all die. But then, will you be able to say this at the point of the last day? I know I am facing God. I know my Redeemer lives. And because he lives, even tomorrow, I'm not going to be afraid. There's one more person who did something. Let me show it to you. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. If you acknowledge the situation you are, if you tell God you need healing, if you tell God you need to remove the condemnation and the guilt, he will do it. He will do it. That's why Jesus came. That's why he went to the cross. That's why he died. That's why he bled. If you remember the stanzas we just sang, he purchased my pardon already. He started saying, come. Once you recognize who you are, come. I'll take care of the rest. And David went down his knee and said, I know my transgression. I know the situation inside already. I acknowledge it's a fact, it's the reality. And I know, he says, because he lives. That's why I know. I will stand before him on that day. Condemnation, I'm free. Sin free. He's still willing to do it. You are never too old and you are not too young. What am I saying this morning? The X-ray of God is to expose us to ourselves. The reality is on you. But if you don't want to give a damn, you don't want to recognize God for anything, go ahead. Enjoy your life. But one day, I don't pray that one for anybody here. It will be too late for some people out there. But I have one beautiful thing. After Manasseh recognized his situation and God brought him back to the throne. Can you imagine that? One who was led away with the hook was returned back to his throne. Wow. He did that for Nebuchadnezzar also. He returned after the 7 years. He came back to his throne. I can understand God. It surely means that if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he's going to renew you. You are going to become a brand new person. It was then Manasseh acknowledged that God is God. The Lord is so good. And with David's last statement, he said, I know. I have it. Hide your face from my sin. Blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. And do not take the Holy Spirit from me. Create in me. And cast me not away from your presence. And take not the Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. And uphold me with a willing spirit. I love the last verse. Can you read together? Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. That the same statement that Manasseh said, when he came back, he said, now God became his God. And then he led all of Israel to come back and walk with God. You have no other business if you have been cleansed and God has had mercy upon you and you are full with the joy and the Holy Ghost upon your life. Let someone else come in. Teach other people. Come. Come. I love what Pastor John did last time. Tell you that if you open that lid from the... You still remember the picture, those who are around? You just took a bottle and opened the lid. He said, you are full of the fragrance of God. The Holy Spirit is in you. You have a beautiful perfume. Open it up. If you lock it back, you are doing something that is dangerous. Which means you are going like every other person. Somebody should enjoy you. Hello? I. Somebody should enjoy you. Remove the lid. Let everybody feel it. Then I will teach transgressor your way, and sinners will return to you. Amen. Let's get to our x-ray now. Look back into yourself. You have reality, the fact of who you are. Don't live on assumptions. They're dangerous. You won't wait until the hook is put in your mouth and led away. Some never come back. There are some kings that left, they never came back. But this morning, God wants to do something, giving you clear x-ray, and you can be made whole right now, even now. Can you join me in prayer? Jesus, I just bless your name, Lord. I worship you, Lord. You are the only one who have the outright power to reveal ourselves to us. You do not talk about our age. You will not talk about our color. You will not talk about our richness or poorness. You will not talk about whether we are young or old. You will not talk at all about whether we are male or female. The x-ray doesn't know anything that way, but we speak the fact. Lord, we bow before you again. If there be anything, like David said, anything found in me contrary, Lord, I own up. I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. I plead the blood of Jesus be sufficient enough to cleanse my soul, heal my problem and diseases. I want to shout, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Let me shout one more time. Because he lives, I'll be able to face tomorrow. I worship you, dear Lord. I bless you, Lord. I give you glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.